This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM is the weather. We're under a winter weather advisory for the next couple of hours in the Chicago area. Let's go live now to AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire with what we can expect.
Taking a look around the area right now, it's spitting a little bit of light snow across Chicagoland, and we're looking at an area of steadier, more substantial snow working its way southward across Wisconsin. At this point, it's made it down to around Waukegan. The heaviest snow, though, still farther to the north, up around Kenosha and Racine. So it's heading in this direction, but moving relatively slowly. We'll continue to have, over the next couple of hours, this very light snow falling, temperatures at or just below the freezing mark in most places. That is going to lead to some slippery travel, so you want to make sure you leave a little extra time this morning. The light snow accumulations that we picked up overnight, though, they will increase as that band of heavier snow comes southward. We expect up to an inch of snow pretty much everywhere and as high as 3 inches on non-paved surfaces, so definitely something that can slow down your travel before it finally changes over to rain heading into this afternoon when we make it back to about 39.
Thanks so much, and we'll bring you more on that in your five-day forecast at 8:15. Right now, though, let's see how this is impacting the roads. Lots of headaches in the traffic center. Here's Bo Duran.
We had an early morning kind of appetizer of what this is going to be. Around 3:30 or 4 this morning, a couple of really big crashes happened that we're still dealing with, and that includes on the Eisenhower inbound, ramp to northbound Mannheim, a rollover propane tanker truck. The driver of this truck was pinned into the truck for over an hour and a half before emergency crews were able to get them freed. The ramp remains blocked. The cleanup continues. That's the Eisenhower inbound ramp to northbound Mannheim. We also saw an ongoing cleanup of a nasty rollover semi crash that happened when a semi that was heading southbound got involved in a crash, went over the median in the guardrail into the northbound lanes. It's rolled over, blocking all lanes of northbound 65 at US 231 in Crown Point, and a 5 mile backup getting through into there. We'll give you the full traffic report coming up at 8:08. Cisco and Mai.
All right. Thank you, Bo. Several people are displaced after two separate fires on the north side yesterday evening and this morning. Chicago fire officials got a call of flames spreading to nearby homes in Roscoe Village around 6 p.m. yesterday. Firefighters were able to put out the flames by 7:30. Then this morning at a home in Ravenswood, it went up in smoke around 2 a.m. The cause of that fire is still unknown. Three adults and a child were able to safely get out of that home. No one was injured in either fire.
A woman was killed and 13 other people injured in a crash involving a CTA bus last night. This is in Washington Park on the south side.
Chicago police saw a stolen vehicle potentially speeding and driving into oncoming traffic near 68th and State at around 7 o'clock. News Affairs says officers followed the white Jeep Laredo to 60th and State, where it hit a black sedan at the intersection and then a CTA bus. The woman driving the sedan died at the hospital. 10 people from the bus, including the driver, were also taken to the hospital, most with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they took three people from the Jeep into custody and recovered four guns. They were also injured. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Three people are dead after their car smashed into an oncoming freight train. This is in the south suburbs yesterday afternoon.
CSX Railroad says a passenger vehicle drove around lowered crossing gates and struck the side of a CSX freight locomotive located at Park Avenue in Harvey about 1:30 p.m. All three passengers in the car were killed. CSX said there were no injuries to the crew of the train, and in a statement, the railroad said it extends its sympathies to everyone impacted and will work on scene to support law enforcement as they continue to investigate. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
The three people killed in the incident have yet to be identified.
Dozens of criminal charges involving wildlife and neglect of pets have been filed against a man from Dyer, Indiana. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live on the Newsline with the crimes that are alleged.
My, the DNR says there was an investigation of 28-year-old Cody Rose property. It was found that he had 23 dogs and 5 cats living in inhumane conditions, and further investigation led to numerous charges. 23 counts of neglect of animals, 31 counts of illegal possession and taking of white-tailed deer, also removing eastern box turtles from the wild, possession of an undersized snapping turtle, failure to purchase a hunting license, illegal possession of a bobcat tail, and hunting deer with the aid of bait. And the DNR says this investigation is not finished yet. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And Evanston High School says its new classroom phone ban is having several positive impacts.
Evanston Township High School rolled out the policy banning phones from classrooms for summer school and continued enforcing it when classes began this fall. In an October survey, the school shared that tracked the impact of the new policy. Students and teachers reported increased engagement, stronger teacher-student relationships, and fewer distractions. Teachers also reported that 91% of students were engaged with classroom learning in 2024 versus only 53% in 2022. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, sponsored by Timber Tech Decking and Railing. Here's Josh Liss.
He's in his 12th season of terrorizing the Bulls and the NBA. Uh-oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo has Ayo Dosunmu on a switch. He's got 6 inches and 50 pounds on him.
Into the front court, Giannis down the left sideline working on Ayo, backing him in mid-post left of the lane. Spins, baseline layup, counted on the foul.
Never had a chance. 2 of Giannis's 41 points. Zach Zaidman, 670 the score. An 18-point Bulls deficit trimmed to 1 in the third, but they fade away on a 9-0 mid-fourth quarter run, losing in Milwaukee, 122-106. The softer Bulls lose the benefit of the whistle, outscored 21-7 from the free throw line. And they dip to 6-10, get a team-best 27 from Zach LaVine, and move on to host Atlanta tomorrow. Patrick Williams' bothersome left foot is aching after surgery last year, and keeping the starting forward Williams out for the Bulls at least through the weekend. Illinois misses 11 free throws in a 13-point loss at Alabama, 187, first loss in 4 games for the Illini. Gino Auriemma's UConn Huskies beat Fairleigh Dickinson fairly easily, 85-41. He's the winningest coach in college history, men's or women's, passing the retired Tara Vanderveer. Now, the Bears still sitting about a 3.5-point underdog, practicing for Minnesota Sunday. On the injury report, running back DeAndre Swift is out with a groin injury, hoping to practice today. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some retail areas on the north side have an increase in shoplifting in the last year.
A report by the Council on Criminal Justice, a nonpartisan policy group in Washington, D.C., says an area including parts of Lakeview and Lincoln Park became popular for retail theft in 2023. The council study says downtown, including the Gold Coast and the Loop, remained the number one place last year in Chicago where shoplifting was concentrated. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
11 culinary apprentices from the Chicago Hospitality Institute will graduate today. The graduation will follow live cooking demonstrations by the graduates, showing off their skills after 2,000 hours of hands-on training at venues across the city. Their graduation comes in tandem with the 10th anniversary of the National Apprenticeship Week.
The school board in downstate Danville is addressing alleged threats that have had its superintendent working remotely for about 6 months.
Superintendent Alicia Geddes said it started last spring. There was a pickup truck at a graduation flying Confederate flags. She ordered them removed. Then she said she got a letter from the KKK. She's black. And she said she started seeing pickup trucks that she felt were threatening her. She started working remotely. A police investigation found no threat. 2 school board members
members put her, quote, status on the meeting agenda. Members of the public weighed in.
She's paid a high amount. We all know that. I believe that it comes out to about $1,000 a day. And if she's not been working, that's taxpayers' money.
This is about the KKK. It's about fear-mongering, intimidation, and violence. And I'm here to tell you that our superintendent is in danger, whether you want to believe it or not.
The school board made the unanimous decision that Geddes return to the office. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson is defending the idea of raising the city tax on alcohol.
Mayor Johnson says the tax on alcohol hasn't been raised in 17 years, and the increase he's proposing would essentially mimic the inflation rate.
We actually are still one of the lowest tax municipalities when it comes to alcohol. And even with this modest proposal, we will not exceed the surrounding cities.
But speaking in Pilsen, the mayor stressed, as he's been doing on the budget, that this is a proposal, and he says there will be further conversations. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and some Hamas leaders. They're accused of war crimes and crimes against humanity over the war in Gaza, also the October attacks that triggered Israel's offensive into the territory. The court has no mechanism to enforce its warrants. Instead, it relies on cooperation from its member states.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.